Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Today, for the first time in our nation's history, a former president is headed to federal court to face criminal charges. Donald Trump will be in this federal courthouse in Miami, where you're looking live right now in just a few hours.
Pretty start this morning. You can see partly cloudy skies here in Warrenton. We're going to see a good bit of sunshine today and the humidity drops, but I'll show you how quickly it'll start to feel a little stickier and we get back to a chance of storms.
In about 30 minutes, we will get a key report that will show whether or not inflation is cooling off a bit. Just ahead, I'll explain what we are expecting to see as prices here at the gas pump are falling.
Temperatures falling just a little bit, too.
Yeah.
It's cooling off in a good way without that humidity and all. I'm Jeff Hogan. Welcome to your Tuesday.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, it feels nice out there. Elizabeth said it's probably going to be one of the nicest days of the week that you can get outside and literally do anything you want, Elizabeth.
And don't have to worry about thunderstorms coming through. You don't have to yank the kids out of the pool in the afternoon when the storms roll in. It is 67 degrees right now here at RDU. You can see that our skies have started to cloud up a little bit, so a little bit more moisture moved in. Our dew point climbed to 59. That's still not bad at all, but a good bit of cloud cover currently right here at the airport. But we're seeing varying conditions with sunshine in spots. There may be a time period right around the evening commute where we cloud up again, but again, today looks like it's going to stay dry. 69 in Fayetteville, that's our warmest spot. It's 68 in Rocky Mount, 65 in Southern Pines, and 62 in South Hill right now. We take a look at our 24-hour temperature change. It's anywhere from about 3 to 5 degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. Our temperature at lunchtime, right around 80, 83 for the high temperature this afternoon. After that, temperatures begin to creep up and so does the humidity. We also have several days this week where we could see afternoon storms. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
802, we've been following breaking news in the southern part of Durham. A crash on 40 eastbound just before 751. Thankfully, that crash now has cleared. Traffic slowly is returning to normal. But right now, we're measuring still about a 15-minute delay on those eastbound lanes, leaving 15501 heading down to 885. As we zoom in there on the map, you can see the backups begin around 15501. They extend through the 54 interchange. So if you can take 54 out to 751 and pick it up from there, pick up 40 eastbound from 751, you'll be on the other side of all that. Of course, if you're heading out right now and you want to get an update on how things are looking over the next little while, you can tune into WRAL News Plus on the radio in Durham. It's 96.5 FM or anywhere across the triangle at 101.5 FM HD3. You can continue listening to this broadcast on the radio in the car. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle right now, we do have some backups still on 40 westbound through South Raleigh from South Saunders Street out toward the US 1 interchange, and some backups on 440 westbound, which is typical for this point in the morning commute between 87 out toward Capitol Boulevard. A look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. A 3-minute delay on US 1 northbound leaving Apex heading through Cary. Not seeing any big problems coming in from Johnston County right now on 40 westbound. About a 2-minute delay coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound, and you'll be stuck about 6 additional minutes in traffic coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard.
Thank you, Brian. Just under 7 hours, former President Donald Trump is set to make his first appearance in a federal courtroom in Miami. He faces 37 felony counts, many of which accuse him of mishandling classified documents, including military and nuclear secrets, after leaving office. Here's what we know about how the day could unfold. Trump could enter a plea of not guilty minutes after his initial appearance, which is at 3 p.m. Cameras will not be allowed inside the court. Experts say Trump will likely be released on bond, after which he'll fly to his club in New Jersey to give a public speech. Extra security is also in place around the courthouse after Trump called on his supporters to protest there today. Republicans remain divided about how to handle these charges.
The country is going to go through tumult as a result of one thing. President Trump didn't turn over military documents when he was asked to do so. All he had to do was hand them in.
When you're looking now currently at a current president that has documents sitting behind his automobile in a garage that date all the way back to a senator, that raises a lot. If you're charging one and not charging the other, you raid one house but you don't raid the other, that's a little different and that's not fair.
Separately, Trump faces state charges in New York linked to a hush money scandal.
The majority leader of the Senate, Democrat Chuck Schumer, is calling for peace at today's hearing, no matter how people feel about the case.
As I've said before, no one is above the law, including Donald Trump. This case must be allowed to play out through the legal process without outside political or ideological interference. I encourage both supporters and critics of Donald Trump to maintain the peace and let the justice system do its work.
WRAL has you covered all day long and before and after the federal arraignment. You can stay connected with the latest updates. Just download the WRAL News app, and you can also visit WRAL.com. Rising prices we have all been paying for everyday items may finally be showing signs of slowing down. The new Consumer Price Index is due out in 30 minutes, and it's expected to show that inflation is cooling off after a two-year spike. WRAL's Laura Levine is at the Exxon on Atlantic Avenue in Raleigh this morning. And Laura, what we pay at the pump is part of what economists consider in all this, right?
Yes, Jeff, it's a good indicator right behind me here at the gas pump showing falling prices of what we could expect to see in that inflation report. Economists say this is because gas prices are so visible and gas is purchased so frequently that these prices have a major impact on the perception of what we pay pretty much everywhere else. Inflation data from May is expected to show that the price increases consumers have seen for the past 2 years are slowing down. Experts are predicting to see just a 0.1% increase for last month. And taking a look at gas prices today, we're in a much better place. Take a look at this. On this day last year, we were paying $4.67, which is the highest gas price average North Carolina has ever seen. Nationwide, drivers were paying just over $5. And today, the average here is $3.33. AAA says oil prices are low, which means gas prices are slowly decreasing despite demand being at its highest since 2021.
This trend could continue. We could continue to see prices fall. Now, by no means are we in the middle of a fuel free fall, if you will. Prices are kind of trickling downwards, albeit very slowly. But the good news is they are falling, and that's welcome news for travelers.
And today's report is expected to convince policymakers to skip the next rate hike during its meeting this week. That report comes out in about 30 minutes at 8:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
WRAL has you covered with the most up-to-date gasoline prices across North Carolina. You can just go to WRAL.com, search fuel, and it includes the lowest and highest prices in your area.
Today's new Consumer Price Index report comes ahead of a critical Federal Reserve meeting. The Fed will decide whether to raise interest rates once again or give us a break. Any change will impact borrowing costs for all of us. So far, there's been 10 consecutive interest rate hikes since March of 2022. Economy experts say if the Fed doesn't change current rates, it means borrowing costs would remain stable. That plays in favor of people looking to make large purchases like buying a car or a home. Now, keep in mind, there's still a chance the Fed could implement a new rate hike. If that happens, it would increase mortgage rates, credit card interest rates, and also loan payments.
With breaking news we're following this morning, police in Denver, Colorado shared just in the last 15 minutes the mass shooting there overnight happened in an area where basketball fans were celebrating the Nuggets' first NBA title. New video at 8 here on Fox 50 shows that scene about a mile from Ball Arena where the game took place. Nine people were hurt when gunfire broke out in the streets after an argument. Three people were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The others are expected to survive. Officers have one person in custody in that shooting, and that person was also shot. Investigators say they're now in the process of interviewing witnesses. Happening today, civil rights leader Al Sharpton will be in Chapel Hill in a push for changes to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sharpton plans to announce his National Action Network's support for reforms, including expanding the number of justices on the bench. This comes as the court is preparing to release an opinion on the UNC College admissions diversity case. Sharpton will speak this afternoon along with Martin Luther King III and Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. If you're wondering why it's so hard to lose weight and keep the pounds off, we have some answers through new research that explains how obesity actually changes the brain permanently. Plus,
loser, loser, loser.
It's a first in history for the Denver Nuggets win. This is not the right video, but we will have that story coming up as well.
And we take a look at our forecast. No intense heat in the next 7 days, but there are a few chances of thunderstorms. Our southern counties for tomorrow, and then for Father's Day and Juneteenth, we can see a few scattered storms. We'll go over the timeline coming up.
Eight 13 is the timer now. This is a live look at Sanford right now. You see sun and clouds as you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. That is much like the look around the rest of our area right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. The clouds keeping it a little cooler.
Yeah, we're seeing a mix of sun and clouds across the area right now. We're seeing more sunshine there in Goldsboro, a bit more cloud cover in Apex, but a nice mix of blue and gray here in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And we take a look at our Durham newsroom there, and you can see it looks a little bit gray there, but it's also a bit in the shadow. We had a cold front move through yesterday, and high pressure is building in now behind that front. That front, notice toward the end there, sort of washes out, but it is likely to redevelop and move northward for tomorrow and help to bring back a chance of some thunderstorms, maybe for our southern counties. We're looking at a west-northwest flow today, keeping us nice and dry. Our humidity stays low today, and our temperatures will be just a touch below normal. We'll see some cloud cover passing by from time to time, but generally today will be a lovely day to be outside. Futurecast kicking off tomorrow morning. We're looking at clear skies to begin with. We start to see some of the clouds lifting northward right around lunchtime, and between noon and 3, there could be an isolated storm or two that starts to pop up. After that, watch what Futurecast does. It throws in a pretty big band of showers and storms from the Triangle area southward. This might be a little overdone. Some of the models are showing lesser amounts, but just to let you know, tomorrow as that front lifts northward, if it ends up moving pretty far north, then a lot of us may see some scattered storms, especially from Raleigh southward. Some of the models keep that front a little farther south tomorrow, so we're going to kind of watch that. Again, a chance of thunderstorms, that was maybe a little bit of a worst case scenario, but sometimes it's nice to see that. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday looks fine. Saturday's going to be a little warm and a little muggy, but it's stays dry if you have outdoor plans. Father's Day, afternoon and evening storms, it's a 40% chance. And then Juneteenth for a Monday, a 30% chance. We take a look at how much rain we may see between now and Monday. It's likely to be less in the north, quarter of an inch to a half an inch. Everybody else looking at maybe half an inch to an inch of rain. Again, a little better chance of rain certainly tomorrow in our southern counties. The Capital City Juneteenth celebration isn't Monday, it's actually Saturday, which is good weather-wise this time because we're not looking at much chance of rain on Saturday. Highs will be in the mid 80s. And then for Father's Day, it should be fine in the morning, but late in the afternoon, we'll have some scattered storms, 87 for Father's Day. And then for Monday, for Juneteenth, temperatures will be in the mid 80s with a chance of scattered storms. But our temperatures for highs stay below 90 all week, Brian.
It is 8:15 right now. Still seeing some slow traffic on 40 eastbound as you head out of Chapel Hill into the southern part of Durham. This is the camera at the Farrington Road Bridge between 54 and 751. And of course, we had that earlier crash on 40 eastbound at 751. It has cleared, but it's going to take a little while for these backups to resolve themselves. We're looking at now a 17-minute backup there. So you'll be stuck in traffic 17 additional minutes. The best way to get around that is going to be using Highway 54, very likely, out to 751, or maybe even 15501 up to Garrett Road, and then head down towards 751 and pick up 40 eastbound from that 751 interchange. I will note that we are picking up some pretty heavy ramp delays there on the westbound, or rather eastbound side of 54 heading back toward that I-40 interchange. Our partners at Waze are reporting a crash right now on 40 westbound just before you get to Gorman Street. You can see where those delays begin, right around the Hammond Road area through South Saunders and Lake Wheeler, and then as soon as you get to Gorman Street, it starts to clear up. Taking a look at the latest sensor readings on, I want to show you that camera there so you can see how badly backed up the traffic is heading away from Lake Wheeler Road out toward Gorman Street. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Gorman, you'll be on the other side of all this. Otherwise, expect to wait in traffic an additional 15 minutes there on the south side of Raleigh.
All right, thank you, Brian. The mother of a 6-year-old who shot a teacher inside a Virginia elementary school pleaded guilty to federal gun charges. Deja Taylor admitted to lying on a federal form about her drug use. That would have barred her from buying the gun that was used in that shooting. Documents go on to say investigators found no lockbox or trigger lock while searching places where she would stay. Taylor is still facing state charges of child neglect and recklessly storing a firearm.
Two people who survived the mass shooting at Michigan State University are suing the college. Three people died in that February shooting and five were wounded. Both lawsuits claim the college knew about lack of security on campus but did not fix the problems. One man says his lungs were damaged in the shooting. He was majoring in music and wanted a singing career. Another man suffered a brain injury and now has to use a wheelchair. The university says it is talking with the families and trying to find ways to support them.
Chris Christie is taking aim at former President Donald Trump as he ramps up his own campaign for presidency. Christie criticized the current Republican frontrunner repeatedly during a town hall event on CNN last night. Christie is one of the only GOP candidates openly attacking Trump. The former New Jersey governor said Trump and his supporters need to stop blaming the Department of Justice for the indictment against him.
How about blame him? He did it. He took documents he wasn't supposed to take. He kept them when they asked him back for them. They got a grand jury subpoena. He refused to comply. They raided his home finally because he refused to comply.
Christie warned that if Trump wins another term in the White House, he would spend the 4 years focused on settling scores with his political enemies.
Check your freezer. We have a frozen fruit recall to tell you about. Wawona frozen food sold at Costco being recalled as it could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The Daybreak blend you see here contains strawberries grown in Mexico, which the FDA says may be contaminated with the virus. A recalled product was distributed between April and June of last year. They have used-by dates of September and October of this year. Anyone with the product should throw it away. No illnesses have been reported.
Community advocates are making an urgent push to bring the HEART program to Raleigh. HEART launched in Durham last year and dispatches counselors and clinicians to nonviolent 911 calls. The city of Raleigh has its own called Acorns, and the unit sends officers to handle many calls with issues like homelessness and mental illness. But Kerwin Pittman with Emancipate NC believes HEART program would be more proactive and could save lives.
I believe that if the trained professionals was on the scene to help these individuals and talk them down the ladder like they're trained to do, their lives would still be here.
The Raleigh city manager says that her staff is evaluating what it would take to have a response unit that is completely civilian. Their findings will be brought to city council in October.
New research explains why it's common for people to gain back the weight they lost. Obesity may cause irreversible changes to the brain. This is according to a new study by the Yale School of Medicine. Researchers took 30 people considered obese and 30 people of normal weight. They were fed fats and sugars using feeding tubes to eliminate the influence of taste and smell. Researchers then studied their brain signals through MRIs. People with normal weight showed brain activity indicating they felt full. Obese people's brain activity showed they did not feel full or satisfied even after they lost 10% of their body weight. Experts agree this study shows why obesity is a disease because of the actual changes to the brain.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, a new video into a newsroom of this incident we've been following all morning out of Nottingham, England. Three people are dead, three others are injured after police say a 31-year-old man who is in custody tried running over these people. On one street, that man ran over two people who were found dead. On another street, a similar thing happened. Another person was found dead on that street. Three others are currently being treated at the hospital right now. The Prime Minister of Rishi Sunak in the UK says he's being updated on this incident. Of course, this is a developing story that we'll continue to track here in the WRAL Live Center.
City of Roxborough is getting a boost from Duke Energy to improve its work against climate change. The $65,000 grant from the Duke Energy Foundation will support projects already underway. The city is one of 10 organizations in the state to receive the grant. Roxborough will use the money to analyze local buildings and understand how they may be affected by multiple climate hazards.
The Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament continues today off the coast after a huge opening day. A record 271 boats are competing this year for a purse of more than $5.8 million. There was some rough weather yesterday for day one. Our partners at WITN report one of the boats, the April May, was hit by lightning and actually lost power. No one on board was hurt. As for the fishing, the crew of a ship called Sea Student is currently in the lead after hauling in a whopping 470-pound blue marlin yesterday.
They'll continue today. Hopefully they get a little better weather. Denver Nuggets are NBA champs, and MVP Nikola Jokic's celebration with his daughter is making people smile this morning. That is 3-year-old Ojanina, who joined her dad and teammates on court. She looked on in awe as that confetti fell, and they celebrated the team's first championship victory for the franchise. Okay, yeah, wide-eyed, loving that right there. Here's some more cuteness. You can help decide the name for a new baby giraffe at the North Carolina Zoo. A naming poll is open for a baby giraffe that was born at the zoo last month. The options are Finn, Nelson, Mosey, Jackson, Tamu, and Bongani. You have a week to vote for your favorite name, and the winner will be announced next Wednesday, which is also World Giraffe Day. You can find a link to this poll on WRAL.com. Just search family. Of course, isn't that just adorable? There are some beaches in Texas dealing with a smelly situation. Thousands of dead fish have washed up on shore. Coming up, why scientists say, why they say that this is happening.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Time now is 8:26 on Tuesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to get right over to Brian Schrader tracking busy roads this morning, Brian, in Chapel Hill.
That's right. A couple of big slowdowns. One in Chapel Hill, one in Raleigh. Starting off with that one, leaving Chapel Hill, heading into Durham. We had an earlier crash on 40 eastbound. Still seeing some slow traffic between 15501 out toward the 751 interchange. About a 15-minute delay showing up on sensors right now. It is gradually getting better, getting close to normal, but still you might consider an alternate route if you could take 54 out to 751, and then from there pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of those delays. You should save quite a bit of time. Also on the south side of Raleigh, we have a crash on 40 westbound. Just before you get to the Gorman Street interchange, delays begin around the Hammond Road area. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Gorman, you'll be on the other side of those backups.
And take a look at Goldsboro this morning. Partly cloudy skies. Everything is looking good out there. Feeling nice, too. We take a look at our temperatures across the area, and it's looking nice. 69 in Fayetteville, 67 in Durham, 68 in Wilson. We're seeing varying amounts of cloud cover, but today generally will feel partly cloudy. Temperatures are mild now. 65 in Southern Pine, 68 in Tarboro, 68 in Goldsboro. So mid to upper 60s right now. We'll climb to 80 at lunchtime, and if the kids are at summer camp, it's going to feel nice at the pool this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s, and no 90s in our 7-day forecast.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. 1 year ago today, we saw the highest gas prices North Carolina has ever hit in history. A year later, prices are dropping as inflation shows. On June 13th of 2022, the average price was $4.67. New numbers from AAA show the average price is $3.33. And coming up on Fox 50, the next steps after high levels of lead were found in three Durham parks. And up next on Today, as the summer heats up, Peloton instructor Allie Love shares her.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
History is unfolding today in Miami as former President Donald Trump faces a judge on federal felony charges.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
The idea of equal justice is not playing out here.
We'll walk you through how Trump's day in court will play out as law enforcement braces for protests.
And we take a live look at Chapel Hill. Some cloud cover hanging out here, but some sunshine trying to peek through. I'll show you why today will feel like a very nice day to be outside.
And the sticker shock you get every time you go out and run errands may be settling down. What a drop in gas prices could signal about the fight against inflation today. Lots of news to get to here. We're at 8:30 on our Tuesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You're going to like Tuesday's forecast. Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful today. Finally, low humidity, some sunshine. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking it all for us right now. And Elizabeth, you're going to tell us how the rest of the day is going to shape up as well.
Looking beautiful right now in Andrew. We're seeing partly cloudy skies, a temperature of 67 in the triangle. Our dew point is at 59. As long as it stays in the 50s, it feels pretty good. We'll actually see that number potentially dropping a little bit more this afternoon. So a comfortable day for us today, especially by the middle of June. Often in June, June. Yeah, we're already in the 90s and our dew points way up there feeling tropical, but not the case today. 69 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 68 in Rocky Mount, 64 degrees in South Hill. So it's comfortable as you head out the door. Our temperatures are not too far off of yesterday. Most places just maybe 2 to 5 degrees cooler. Hour by hour, temperature around 80 at lunchtime. We'll see highs in the low 80s this afternoon. No rain in the forecast for today. There could be a cloudy period right around the evening commute, but I wouldn't expect to see any showers out of that. Now tomorrow, a front lifts northward. It's going to bring us a chance of some storms in our southern counties. And then into the weekend, at least some of it looks wet. I'll show you coming up. Brian?
832, need to update you on a couple of big traffic problems that we're still following. One on the south side of Raleigh with a report of a crash on 40 westbound just before you get to Gorman Street. This is the camera out at Lake Wheeler Road, and you can see where that westbound traffic is really badly backed up. Those delays begin around Hammond Road and extend all the way out to just before you get to Gorman Street. We're measuring a 21-minute slowdown right now on 40 westbound from 440 out to US 1. So, and you see with that live update, it just jumped up to 23 minutes. So avoid using that section of 40 westbound there on the south side of Raleigh if you can. Again, those delays begin right around Hammond and extend to just before Gorman. Maybe you could use Tryon Road to pick up Gorman Street and then from there rejoin 40 westbound on the other side of that big delay. There's another disabled vehicle reported on Tryon Road just before you get to the Avon Ferry Road intersection there, but we're not seeing any big delays with that one. Another problem we're tracking is out of Chapel Hill into South Durham on 40 eastbound. We had an earlier crash right around 751. Even though that's been cleared for some time, we're still seeing some heavy delays between 15501 through the 54 interchange. Also some heavy ramp delays on eastbound 54, leaving Chapel Hill, heading out to I-40. If you can, try to pick up 751, and then from there you can rejoin 40 eastbound on the other side of those delays.
Thanks, Brian. In a little more than 6 hours, former President Donald Trump is expected to make his first appearance in a federal courtroom in Miami. Faces 37 felony counts, many of which accuse him of mishandling classified documents, including military and nuclear secrets, and all after leaving office. Here's what we know about how this day could unfold. Trump could enter a plea of not guilty minutes after his initial appearance. That's at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Cameras are not allowed in the court. Experts say Trump will likely be released on bond, after which he's expected to fly to his club in New Jersey to give a public speech. Extra security is also in place around that courthouse after Trump called on his supporters to protest there today. Separately, Trump faces state charges in New York linked to a hush money deal.
Top Republicans continue to react to Trump's indictment. Many of them are in defense of their party's frontrunner for 2024. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney is making it known he doesn't support how the former president handled those classified documents.
You know, I'm angry. The country is going to go through tumult as a result of one thing. President Trump didn't turn over military documents when he was asked to do so. All he had to do was hand them in.
And WREO will have coverage for you all throughout the day before and after Trump's federal arraignment. Stay connected with the latest updates by downloading the WREL News app. You can also visit our website, WREL.com.
We could get a new sign today that after 2 years of higher prices, inflation could be started to slow down. The new consumer price index is due out any minute now, and it'll track what we're paying for everyday items. WRL's Laura Levine explains what we pay at the pump is part of what economists consider.
Well, we are expecting to get this inflation report any moment now, but a good indicator of what we can expect to see from it is right here behind me at the gas pump. Economists say gas prices are so visible and gas is purchased so frequently that these prices have a major impact on the perception of what we pay pretty much everywhere else. Inflation data from May is expected to show that the price increases consumers have seen for the past 2 years are slowing down. Experts are predicting to see just a 0.1% increase for last month. And taking a look at gas prices today, we're in a much better place. On this day last year, we were paying $4.67, which is the highest gas price average North Carolina has ever seen. Nationwide, drivers were paying just over $5. And today, the average here is $3.33. AAA says oil prices are low, which means gas prices are slowly decreasing despite demand being at its highest since 2021.
It's good that we're not in that place. last year. It's great that travel has bounced back in a big way and that people are doing so with road trips, and they're doing so with lower prices at the pump.
And the reason why all of this information is so important is because today's report could help convince policymakers to skip a rate hike for this month. Laura Levine, WREL News, Raleigh.
And WREL has you covered with the most up-to-date gas prices in North Carolina. Go to WREL.com, search fuel, and it'll include the lowest and highest prices in your area.
Today's new consumer price index report comes ahead of a critical Federal Reserve meeting. The Fed will decide whether to raise interest rates once again or give us a break. Any change will impact borrowing costs for all of us. So far, there has been 10 consecutive interest rate hikes since March of 2022. Some economists predict the Fed will pivot and issue a rate pause, but there's still a chance that the Fed could implement a new rate hike. If that happens, it would increase mortgage rates, credit card interest rates, and loan payments.
And Michelle, here in the WRL Live Center, we're just getting those numbers in, the CPI report, and you can see the headlines courtesy of CNBC. And everything you just indicated happening right now, inflation rose at a 4% annual rate in May, which means it's the lowest in 2 years. Another indication, as you just mentioned, Michelle, that inflation is cooling, which could indicate that the Federal Reserve may in fact pivot, like you just mentioned. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers and how this will affect the markets in the next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
All right, thanks for that, Ken. Waiting for those all morning. Appreciate it. For the first time in franchise history, the Denver Nuggets are NBA champions. And this morning, a lot of cleanup from some of those celebrations there. Thousands of Nuggets fans partied into the early morning hours after the team's victory. Fans shot off fireworks and climbed light poles after their team's win. The Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat last night in Game 5 to clinch the world championship. Nikola Jokic was named the finals MVP. And breaking news to tell you about out of that in Denver, shared in just the last 45 minutes. There was a mass shooting there as well in some of that aftermath. Happened in an area where basketball fans were celebrating the Nuggets' first NBA title. And this new video shows that scene. It was about a mile from Ball Arena where the game was played. 9 people were hurt when gunfire broke out in the streets after an argument. 3 people were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The others are expected to survive. And officers have 1 person in custody out of the shooting right now. That person was also shot. Investigators say they're now in the process of interviewing witnesses.
People around the world are mourning the loss of actor Treat Williams. The stage, TV, and film star died last night following a motorcycle crash. Williams' family says it happened in Dorset, Vermont. Police say an SUV turned in front of him, causing a crash and throwing Williams from his motorcycle. Officers say the driver of that SUV was not sighted. Treat Williams is known for his roles in Grease, Hair, Everwood, and Law & Order. He was 71 years old.
The city of Durham is planning to test 5 of its public parks after researchers at Duke found high levels of lead in the soil in 3 of them. Nearly 120 people took part in a virtual community meeting last night to hear from one researcher who is sounding the alarm on these findings. The study mentions East End Park, East Durham Park, and Walltown Park. Researchers focused on environmental exposure and the harm lead does to children.
It can, you know, cause damage to the brain and nervous system. It can cause slowed growth and development, learning and behavioral problems, as well as hearing and speech issues.
All 3 parks used to be incinerator sites where trash was burned. One researcher suggested taking action immediately, including adding fencing along creek sides in all 3 parks and around entire areas of East Durham Park. That park has the highest concentration of lead.
Well, happening now in the WREL Live Center, Fort Polk in Louisiana. This has been a familiar name for decades now. It will be renamed today. The base will be retitled Joint Readiness Training Center at Fort Johnson in honor of Sergeant William Henry Johnson. He was a black soldier during World War I who fought off about 24 Germans alone, killing at least 4. It was previously named for Confederate Commander Lieutenant General Leonidas Polk. Of course, this comes after Fort Bragg was recently renamed Fort Liberty.
And new this morning, your property taxes are going up if you live in Durham County. The Board of Commissioners just signed off on their budget for the next fiscal year, which starts in a few weeks. It includes that property tax increase to pay for new projects. And the budget itself is 12% bigger than last year overall as well. That money will go toward new funding for public schools, raising county staff salaries, and expanding pre-K programs. And property taxes are also going up in Raleigh. City Council signed off on the $1.3 billion plan last night. It includes a 10% increase in the city's property tax rate. The hike is due to the Parks and Greenways bond that voters approved last fall. City Council voted unanimously for the increase.
8:41 on our Tuesday morning here. A mother of three accused of killing her husband and then writing a children's book about grief has been denied bail. Coming up, the new information we've learned about her internet search history just days after her husband's death.
Plus, another potential shakeup for elections in our state. The changes Republican lawmakers want to make to the State Board of Elections and how it could impact how you vote.
Also, take a live look right now at Southern Pines Longleaf Golf and Family Club. It's going to be a drier day today, and we will check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner after the break. How long it sticks around.
Breaking news here at 8:45, getting reports of a pretty serious crash in Johnston County. This is on I-40 at the 210 interchange near McGee Crossroads there at 50 and 210. You can see some pretty heavy delays in both directions there. We're hearing that there are some pretty serious injuries with this crash. Working to get more details about that. Keep that in mind there, just south of the Cleveland community. Also watching some big delays on 40 westbound through the south side of Raleigh. A report of a crash just before you get to Gorman Street. You'll notice here on the map that the delays begin around Hammond Road, extend through South Saunders and Lake Wheeler roads. Once we take you to that camber at 40 at Lake Wheeler, you can see those backups there on the westbound side. Right now, we are measuring some heavy delays, a 25-minute backup right now from 440 out toward US 1. You might consider using Tryon Road to get to Gorman Street from there. If you pick up 40 westbound, you'll be on the other side of those big delays. Also, still tracking a little bit of a backup as you head out of Chapel Hill into South Durham on 40 eastbound. An earlier crash right around 751 is long gone, but those lingering backups begin just before you get to 54. This is getting better, but here for the next 15 minutes, probably, we'll see some big delays.
It looks beautiful outside weather-wise. We'll take a look right now at what's happening here in Southern Pines, Longleaf Golf and Family Club. A lot of folks out there on the course already. Even if you're going to be out this afternoon, it should feel very pleasant. We're looking at mostly sunny skies here, but we will see some cloud cover on and off today. 67 right now in the triangle. Our dew point's at 59. As long as it stays in the 50s, it feels pretty good. Headed at the pool today, temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. Looking good out there. Our Bulls forecast looking like this at 6 p.m. We're looking at 81 degrees, so it's going to be a nice one for this evening at 7 o'clock, 78 and 75 at 8 p.m. So beautiful conditions. Again, there may be a few periods on and off where there's a little bit of cloud cover, but today stays dry. It's all about the muggy meter this time of year. Boy, if you can get it down in the comfy zone in the middle of June, it is definitely a win. Most of the time this time of year, we're at least in the steamy, if not tropical, and that's when that air feels really heavy and dense and it just feels uncomfortable outside. So we've had some really lovely weather so far this year, especially this spring. It's been cool and comfortable. Tomorrow looks on the comfortable side in terms of our muggy meter, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we put it to tolerable. But still, there are two more levels above that, steamy and tropical, so we can't complain too much. And our temperatures are looking nice, too. The blue color contours here across so much of the country are where temperatures are below normal. We're going to see the yellows sneaking in by Thursday. That means temperatures would be above normal, but you can see the color is very light, so not very far above normal. We don't have any big intense heat coming into the region. Nothing that's going to put us well above normal. That is all the way into Monday. As a matter of fact, we look at next week. Sunday's the 18th. So much of next week, we have the potential to have below normal temperatures again. And we've seen that on the map over and over and over the last couple of months. And I don't think anyone's complaining too much. 83 degrees, our temperature for today, looking at 87 tomorrow. A front will lift northward tomorrow, and that means that our southern counties have the chance of a few isolated to scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon. That would mainly be south of Raleigh. Thursday and Friday look dry, but a little warmer, looking at 88 on Friday. And then we get into the weekend. Saturday, the Juneteenth celebration is at Dix Park, and it looks nice and dry, mid-80s, not bad. For Father's Day, we have a chance of some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. And for Juneteenth itself on Monday, again, a chance of a late day storm.
Thanks, Elizabeth. There are big changes could be coming to the board in charge of making sure North Carolina elections run smoothly. Republicans filed a bill that would take away Democrats' control of the state board of elections. Democrats currently have three of the five seats appointed by Governor Roy Cooper. The bill would increase the number of board members from five to eight and evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. The General Assembly would choose the members.
No one person, no one party should have exclusive control of our elections.
During my tenure, there is no party that has one upmanship on the other. They need to park their partisan caps at the door and come work together.
Democrats have controlled the board since 2017. And this new proposal comes as Republicans push for a wide-ranging bill to change voting rules in our state, including a crackdown on mail-in voting.
And now to the case of a Utah mom accused of poisoning and killing her husband. We now have new details about what websites prosecutors say that she searched in the days following his death. Erin McLaughlin reports.
Tonight, Corey Richens, the mother of three accused of killing her husband, Eric, denied bail.
The defendant would pose a substantial danger to the community if released on bail.
The outcome of an emotional detention hearing in Utah, Corey appearing in handcuffs, at one point facing Eric's sister, Amy, who delivered a scathing victim impact statement.
I may be naive, but I never knew evil like this existed.
Corey visibly upset as the prosecution described the text messages she says she sent after finding Eric's body and performing CPR to save his life.
And do those text messages read, "I pumped so damn hard, so hard, screaming at him to come back to life"?
Yes.
A detective testifying there was reason to believe no CPR was performed prior to emergency services' arrival. As the prosecution argues, Corey poisoned Eric with a lethal dose of fentanyl in order to claim more than $1 million in life insurance. New details emerge about the Utah mom's alleged search history after her husband's death, including searches for luxury prisons for the rich. How long does life insurance take to pay? And can the FBI find deleted text messages?
The state's making a big leap in their evidence.
The defense arguing there's no evidence that Corey, who wrote a book to help her children cope with their grief, did anything to Eric.
It could have been accidental. Being bad with money does not make you a murderer.
That was Erin McLaughlin reporting. Corey Richens has yet to enter a plea. Her next court appearance is set for next week. And there is an important vehicle recall you'll want to know about this morning. It's for some of Kia's 2023 models of their Sportage vehicles. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says there's an issue with the brake system. The problem could cause the power brake assist to fail. If you own one of these vehicles, you should get in touch with your local auto dealer for an inspection and possible brake change. A new round of local law enforcement officers will soon be on patrol. This morning, Wake Tech will graduate 35 cadets from its basic law enforcement training academy. The program offers more than 700 hours of training to prepare cadets for entry-level employment as officers with state, county, or municipal governments. The next round of training begins in July.
A summer feeding program for students kicks off today in Halifax County. It's being offered by schools. You can get meals at Imborden or Everett's Elementary, as well as Enfield and Davie Middle Schools. Breakfast is available between 8 and 9 a.m. Lunch will be ready between 11 and noon. The program runs through June 28th.
Well, take a look at this. Thousands of dead fish have washed ashore in Texas. The beaches of Freeport are covered in dead fish after what authorities are calling low dissolved oxygen event that killed a whole school of fish. When dissolved oxygen levels get too low in water, it affects the water quality and fish can't survive. No word on how long it'll take to clean up this beach. My goodness. And for the first time in 75 years, the U.S. Open is happening in Los Angeles. You can watch all the action right here on WREL. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 p.m. and continues throughout the weekend. LIV golfer Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship earlier this year. Before we go to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic. That's coming up next.